Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. While we don't take without giving back, we do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once men are mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit, we've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals, while the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhyme. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. While we don't have time for fooling around, let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one? Or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
Well, hello, and welcome to Care to Talk. You've got your Omiika 7 live here on Blog Talk Radio at the Care to Read session. We're doing a special segment this season on mind, body, soul, and spirit. We have been covering topics such as Dream Master, understanding our dreams, also talking to the priestess on the issues that concern our community. We've covered already a segment of 6 reading sessions on literacy coaching. That was designed for the teachers as well as for the homeschoolers and the private providers in the daycare. And this season, we are going to be looking at family life structure in the home. This is a consumer science family program that focuses in on abundance in the family. And the only way you can have abundance is that you have to be well-rounded and balanced in all your affairs, not only in your financial affairs, but as well as in your mental state and your physical state. We've been talking about metaphysics and how it affects the African community and whether or not we can use some of our own traditional rituals and also our customs to heal the ailments in our community. It was discovered that we know that some of the problems in our community have been designed by plan, However, we want to supersede that design and go within ourselves, because we know all solutions to anyone's problems are found inwardly. So we have been searching ourselves inwardly to find solutions to the problem that plagued our collapsing society. As we go inwardly, let us stop now and count breaths. Let us count breaths so that we will know that we are going into a trance and allowing ourselves to reach into our right side of our brain and not allowing the left side to dominate in the logical state, but allowing ourselves to find solutions to our problem from going within doing meditation. We've also discovered that there's many forms of meditation, one of them being the Tree of Life, which we focused on the topic of the book Medinetra 1 and 2 by Ron and Nefer Amen. And we want everyone to understand that when you go into yourself, you can find solutions to your problem. And as we begin to search ourselves to find these solutions, let us not be slowful in believing that something can come out of Africa that's good. Yes, it can. And today's focus is going to be on holistic health and preparing holistic foods and wholesome natural foods. We're looking at the desserts this time. We will cover some veggies and food for the diet on Sunday. Carolyn will be coming in. However, we have a guest that's going to be coming in today that's in the audience that will be covering information about how to prepare tasty foods such as cookies. Now, we'll be bringing him on shortly, and hopefully after bringing him on, we'll be bringing him on at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. I hope he's out there in the audience. His name is Freddie Macklin, and I hope Freddie is out there in the audience waiting to come on to the show. We're going to ask Freddie to just give us a little time here to do a little house cleaning. Been on the road and been between two different cities. Illinois is our sistering state, and just if you will bear with me a minute, at 7 o'clock, we will be bringing him on. But, Freddie, we're going to do a little house cleaning here because there have been a number of people not able to get on the show. We want those people to definitely call in today as well as Saturday and also on Sunday. We will not be finishing our program at the height of the hour on Sunday, but our program will continue on and we'll continue to cover information that pertains to mind, body, and spirit. Now, yesterday we talked with someone who was an author. If you caught that show, if not, you can go and look at our shows on demand. They are logged into the archive. You can access those shows at your leisure. And what I want to also say is that I want to give a shout out to one of our neighboring radio shows, Harambe. Harambe, with one of the brothers out there, a man who works with that show, was very instrumental in me starting this show, and I want to thank him for encouraging me to go forward with this show. And I want to give three shouts out. Just throw your hands up in the air and get ready to do the Harambe with me. Harambe! 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 Yes, Harambe is an excellent radio station and now a television station. I support their station, and we must learn how to support one another, brothers and sisters, because if we don't learn how to support one another, then I tell you, I don't know who will. But it's very unfortunate that sometimes we think we're in competition, but we're really not. We're one mind, one people with one aim. I like to say that again, one mind, one people with one aim. As we strive in a community to have one aim, we can become a holistic society, one that is looking at developing our talents throughout our opportunities as they present themselves. And I'd like to say something. Today we're going to be also featuring the situation that is going on in Madison. That's Massachusetts. There is a situation going on about the raw milk. And for those of us who are large milk drinkers, I feel that we might want to support that effort and trying to keep that raw milk on the shelf in that state. There is some litigation going on about alleviating that milk so it will not be in the stores. As you know now, there's one state in California that allows the raw milk to be purchased freely. However, most places outside of that state, you have to go in to talk directly with the farmer and get approval to purchase his milk. That milk is tested throughout the week and has to go through so many different tests so that they can make sure that it is bacteria free. Now, for those of you who don't know the benefits of raw milk, I would like to tell you that there are some excellent benefits of raw milk, and these are not just the traditional homogenized concepts, but these are benefits of amino acids so that your body is strengthened and you are at the point of becoming healthier. There are people out there that will pay their last dime to purchase this raw milk, and it is an excellent thing to do. Now, I want to say one thing to some of our listening audience out there. Some of you have called in the past. I want to urge you to call in and definitely get your hands up and get out there with those questions. Some of those school teachers that have been supporting this show, I'd like for you also to be a part of our listening audience, not only just a part of listening, but call in with comments and have solutions for problems. As I told you, this program was designed under consumer science and family health, primarily to work on having a family life center, somewhere you can go to find solutions to your problem, somewhere you could go and talk out the issues in your community. Now, we've been talking about secret societies such as the African traditional religion. Some of you may be very, very fond of those religions, may be astute and know all about them. Then there are people who have no background knowledge whatsoever. We've been talking about how beneficial they could be to our communities and how beneficial we are going to have to put those things back in our lives and use them for the benefit of our growth. And so many people have not used what we have in our own communities. We've gone outside of our own communities to search for solutions. And just as I said earlier, there are no solutions outside of you coming up with directions for yourself. No one can love you any better than you can love your own community. And don't think that someone will have a more vested interest in you than you have in your own community. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because with the system collapsing in the financial institute, the African-American communities have suffered the most when it comes to the foreclosuring of homes. They've suffered the most when it comes to the closing of the schools. They've also had to go to the table with their minimum assets and try to find solutions. I want to say there are organizations out there like Harambe and many other organizations. I would like for you to join in on the bandwagon and support those organizations, even if it's not with anything but your funds. Support them. Give donations so that they can begin to rally around our sisters and brothers who are going through litigation, who are going through hard times, or who have been in the situation for a long time. I say that we are each other's keeper, and I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. We do not exist independent of each other. We are one people, and we have always functioned under a we concept. Anyone that thinks outside of that is functioning from a Eurocentric point of view. And if you take the odds to what I'm saying, just check out the history books. They will back me up on what I'm saying. I don't think I'm saying anything out of line. We have to first love ourselves before we can love anyone else or any institution greater than ourselves. It's coming a time, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to be functioning from our conscious realm. And everything that we have is going to be drawn out of our frame of reference and consciousness. Depending on how well developed your consciousness is will determine how large your frame of reference will be when you develop your world. Yes, we are not going to be using monetary cash dollars when the future comes. We're going to be looking at a different system. And now people are coming together at the table, designing programs that we can implement. We are no longer standing on the outside, looking in, wanting to participate. There are organizations out there now that are in the process of developing new concepts for this day and time, new agendas for our people. Yes, I know we've been talking about we want out of 40 acres and a mule. We want reparation. But most people say, why do we want reparations? They don't owe us anything. Then there's those who will say, yes, I do want all the money I can get. But let me tell you something. If you don't look at becoming a sovereign nation, none of that is going to make any sense. When you become a sovereign nation, you can gain more than what you think. And becoming a sovereign nation will allow you to be a governor over your own affairs. And you will be able to cut back on different things in your community to strengthen your community. So please, don't think it's strange that we are still standing in the line waiting for what we think is ours. There has been some abuse through the Middle Passage. Some people are suffering from scars from coming through the Middle Passage. And some people may not ever get better. But then there are those who are making progress. And because we suffered from a strange place and coming to a location that was outside of ourselves, we have had to medicate ourselves with all types of things in our community. But there's a spiritualness that you can grab hold to where you don't have to hold on to concepts and false beliefs and holding on to a panorama in your community that you think are going to get you through the night. You want life, long-lasting concepts that can help you and you can pass it down to your children. Now, to you elders that are out there, I want to say you have the solution. You have the solution and you have all of the trademarks and secrets. Now, pass them down. Pass the baton on to your children. Pass on the secrets. Allow them to participate in this effort to uproot confusion in our community. Allow them to come forward and be a part of the solution. Now, I think that most of these young people would be ready to participate, if not even die, for our country and our community. And some of them have laid their lives down for the benefit of the whole. They're heroes. And whatever is going on in our community, the hip-hoppers are demonstrating that in their song. Don't think it to be strange because some of them have more on their mind than they ought to. They're carrying a great load right now. And if we don't give them the tools to work with as elders, then they will find their own. And it might not be to our liking, the ones that they choose, the methods. But we can have some of the young folk on our side to work with us harmoniously in peace. If we will just believe in them and have faith in them and know that they, too, are the heroes and sheroes, they, too, have solutions for our economy and problems. I want to also say that the college campuses now are suffering so bad. There is no teaching from an elder on campus. They go to school and don't realize that they are to band together to make it through the system to get those credentials as a one concept. They don't understand that they're not in competition with each other. But yet on campus colleges, there is physical fighting, stress, and drama. And I think that if we begin to start to raise our voices and speak against this thing, we can make a difference in our community where our local colleges are. We can let the dean of students know that we want safe campuses and dry campuses, and we want our children to be able to attend these institutes and come out whole, do no harm. We want them to come back to us able bodies and balanced human beings, not someone that's corrupted and who don't know how to go back to their community to make a difference. We're preparing these young people to come back to our communities so that they can make a difference and make change happen as soon as possible. We are not preparing them to go off to some other part of the country and to do their best work. We're asking these young people to partner with the elders. We're asking these young people to connect with the elders. We're asking them to understand that the elders want to give them information. The elders want to be a part of partnering with them. But they cannot do it if they don't have the permission from the collective group at large. Now, there's a few people out there that are working with young people in their community. And I know they're making a change, but we can make that change happen. Like Michael Jackson say, make that change. We're also saying the change that we want to see, we got to make it happen in ourselves. We have to go within, and like it or not, all of our solutions we find on the inside because we collaborate with a great essence. The Godhead that we are looking out in the atmosphere dwells within us. The Godhead that we're looking to come back dwells within us. He is there or she is there. And that holistic person that is cooperatively working on one accord with you wants your participation, wants to see if you can come close enough to become a God. That's right. Ye are God, little children, and ye have overcome them. Why not search on the inside and realize that God is pressing himself forward? You're fighting with the id and the ego. The greatest is the spirit. And as you fight to bring the old man up under subjection, to crucify the flesh every day is a great thing, I know, because the flesh is ruling in these days and times, and the flesh is telling you what it wants to do. But you must take control and let the spirit come forward. As we talk to the young people in the audience today, for those of you who might not know what spirit is, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about being tied to something. I'm talking about spirit, unindoctrinated spirit today. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about you understanding that you are made up of spirit. And basically, the soul and the spirit are two different things. And I want you to understand that you are not fighting to preserve this body. You have a frequency, and this body must go back to where it came from. Preserve your spirit today. Build your spirit man up. Make your spirit man an excellent place to live. We are just housed temporarily in these bodies. We must transition to spirit people. We must reach higher for deeper depths. I don't know how many of you meditate or how many of you have listened to our show, but I want you to understand that when we call ourselves a Christian, people tend to think that you cannot do other things outside of Christianity. I did talk to the community and let them know that I've been trained as a high priestess and have been trained for over 20 years. However, I shared in a membership of Christianity because it's our community that I'm helping. But nevertheless, I've had the tools and training that it takes to make a priestess, to understand how to put healing back into communities, to understand also how to help when there is a problem in the spirit. Now, for you priests and priestesses that are out there, I know you're in the secret society. You don't have to tell me how secret it ever may be. It is time now to reveal yourself. It is time now to come forward and to make priests and priestesses. It is time to take young people into your bosom and to mentor them and to show them the option and benefit of learning their traditional heritage, because we don't have a religion if our religion doesn't come up out of our custom and tradition. If you cleave to a religion that does not attach itself to your traditions and customs and heritage, then you're worshiping an alien religion. And do I say that African religion is a tradition? I say it's a lifestyle. And the question here today is only one question, people: to be or not to be African. That is the question here today: to be or not to be African. If you look into yourself, I'm sure that every day you struggle. Do I be African or do I be Eurocentric? Even the way you wear your hair, if you want to have the kink still left in there or if you want to process all the wave out, you have to make that decision every day of your life. Do I go to work with my African traditional garb on, or do I wear conservative suit and tie? It is a stressful situation for us people. I know it because I face it every day myself. You don't have to tell me what stress you're going through. I know, because I am you and you are me, and we are one. And as soon as we begin to see that, the better off we'll be. Now, I'm up on a high horse, she said, and I'm talking. And somebody even said, I'm talking, jive, talking. But for those of you who can receive what I'm saying, receive it. Receive it. Now, this show that we're about to present to you is all about using wholesome diet to develop in our household. And the diets that we are going to be talking about this season is vegetarian diet as well as vegan diet. Today we're going to be talking about the desserts. Now we're going to have our cake, cookies, and eat them before we have our main course. Yes, I know it may sound backwards, but we're going to do the cookies first, because some of us out there love our sweets. And there's nothing wrong with it as long as you're using wholesome ingredients. It's nothing wrong with it as long as you decide that you are going to buy the best quality of products to put in your cookies, to make your cookies with, I mean. And it's nothing wrong with it as long as you're using wholesome ingredients and pure ingredients. We can bake things that can become very delicious and also can be very healthy for our bodies. Now, I want to say this to you. It's important that we treat people right, no matter where they are in life or what economic status they're on. It's very important that we treat them right. And you said, why do you say that, Omienka? But sometimes people don't treat me right. That's not for you to decide. Your adversary will be vindicated. You don't have to vindicate your adversary, because you never know if you're entertaining an angel or who you're entertaining. And the reason why I say that is because I love our black people. And wherever I go, I extend myself to them as if they're brothers and sisters, because I don't know who may have to come and pick me up one day. And I also say this because the gentleman that's coming on today was a gentleman that I just met in passing. And as I met this gentleman, he talked about what it was he did for a living and began to just gleam all over with pride. I was so proud for him myself. I was just as proud as I could be, because I felt like that was our community prospering, because this man had decided that he was going to be an institution. And people, that's what we're going to have to do, become institutions. I don't mean institutionalize ourselves. I mean have our own corporations, our own businesses. I was so overwhelmed about the business that this man was telling me about, and how he has stressed his business all the way from Illinois to Indiana. And I didn't know anything about it. I had never tasted his product and didn't even know that his product was in our stores. I was surprised to know that this man was preparing these products for our community, and I hadn't taken advantage of it. Now, the two locations that he will give this evening, I hope you run out and buy all the cookies off the shelf, because that's what I plan to do. We're going to try to support our brother, and we're going to make sure he understands that before we spend our money in other communities, we're going to spend our money in our own community. These cookies that he is about to tell us about, I never taste them. I met this gentleman while at a transitional home going for Michael Jackson when everybody's frequencies was high and everyone was selling something and everyone had products to put out there on the shelf. But he didn't have his cookies with him, but yet he was still proud to talk about what his goals were and his desires were for his cookies. And it was my desire to open up my doors to give him a chance to talk about his product. And that is what we're going to do this evening, young ladies and gentlemen. And if those young people are out there, and if you're a cookie eater, please get on the line. And if you've ever tasted Freddie Macklin's cookies, get on the line and talk about it. Now's the time to do that. We want to admonish him. We want to acknowledge him and his corporation and his support system and his distributors who are out there. And we're going to do just that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you will just bear with me, I will be bringing him on shortly. And Freddie, if you're out there, I haven't forgotten about you. We just had to do a little house cleaning first and get things on the road. But you're about to come on to talk about your product just shortly. And if you will just bear with me, I will be bringing you on shortly. Once again, I'm going to pause for station identification, and there will be no sound of music right now, but I'll just pause for 1 minute to give you guys a break. Thank you so much for tuning in to Care to Read. So station identification break. All right. How's everyone doing out there this evening? I hope you're doing fine. I'm getting ready to pull this raw milk out. And if you have milk, take your milk out, because we are going to be talking about some scrumptious, delicious cookies that are made by Freddie Macklin. And Freddie Macklin, if you're out there, will you please make sure you have all your ingredients there so you can share with us what makes your cookies so good? What's the secret behind your cookies? Now, I know you told me, Freddie, that it was a persistent. Being persistent in what you do is what made you different from all the others. That's a good, good concept. Now, persistency and making sure that you do the same thing every time you bake those cookies is essential. I know it is, because you want the same outcome each time you bake cookies. I, too, am a pie baker, and I think at one time we talked about pies, sweet potato pies, and the different types of options that we had to change the recipe. Now, I want to say this to the listening audience. If you have old recipes and your mothers and fathers have given you some unique recipes, it wouldn't hurt for you to try to put your products out there. There's assistance and there's help out there for you. And I don't know if Freddie had help or not, but I'm going to ask Freddie to talk a little bit about his support system and to talk about any mentoring that he received from fellow brothers and sisters that helped him to get his product off the road. And I'm going to ask him to go into depth about some recommendations that he thinks that we should have in order to have successful business. Because we know business go in and out all the time, and we need to know what makes a successful business and what are the things that we can add to our good success so that we are just not starting up businesses and don't have the fortitude to keep them going. Once we get them going, we want them to last. We're looking for lasting businesses. However, we do know that things happen sometimes, and if they do, we need to have a support system. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a baker and you're out there in the audience and you do a little baking and you cook with whole grains or you cook with all-purpose flour or you use extracts that are pure extracts, please call in, because I want you to frame some of your questions about what makes a wholesome cookie. and what are the natural things that go into making a wholesome cookie. I do know that when we talk about organic, vegan food, nowadays you have to be licensed in order to say that you are an organic gardener, because you have to go through strict regulations to get that licensing. Now, for cookies, we can call them holistic cookies, and we can call them natural, because we may not use anything synthetic, something that can cause the body to have a reaction, something that can build up plaque in the body. As we've been talking earlier about natural products, these cookies are going to probably, I hope, they'll be plaqueable and very tasty, even though they're wholesome cookies. And I'm going to bring Freddie on in just a second to talk all about that, and we'll get on with the show. And hopefully some of the people that were part of the show yesterday will call in and also oblige us. And if listening audience, if you're out there, get those hands up. I don't see your hands up there. Get those hands up there so I can see who's in line, so I can put you on the phone system here. So to some of my old listeners that are out there, Teresa, if you're out there, Deborah, if you're out there, Joy, if you're out there, get those hands up, okay? And we're going to go right into our show and bring Freddie on to talk about these delicious cookies. And I know he calls himself Ready Freddie, so I don't know if that's the nickname he wants us to call him or not. But, Freddie, I hope you're ready to come on board to talk about these cookies, because we're anxious to talk with you. And once again, you have your Omega 7 here live at Blog Talk Radio, bringing you family life education. We are a family and consumer education program. We cover everything from literacy, early literacy, to reading good books. And our featured book today, we will talk about briefly, and we'd like for you to constantly find books in the library or purchase books that you can incorporate in your home. It's very important that the family read to the children, not just send them out to read, but it's very important that parents go and find books that they can do during reading time in their home. And it's important that parents find books that are educational, culture-wise, because we have to make sure we're educating our family culture-wise so that they understand who they are as a cultural people. The child can't expect to go and get all of her cultural training from the school, because the school is not that interested in the child knowing their heritage. Mothers and fathers, it's up to you to make sure your children know who they are and why they came and their purpose in life. It's up to you to make sure that they find out that they are from a great nation and that they have great heritage behind them. And it's up to you to show them where they fit into society. If you do not do this, parents, they will go out and connect themselves with other sources and recreate their own families. It's better that we teach them at home so that when they get out in the community, they're doing the right thing and they're serving you proud. Now, as I told you earlier, we have a guest in the audience, Freddie Macklin, and we're about to bring him on. We're going to pause for 1 minute here, and I'm going to get him up on the screen. And I want to thank you very much for your participation here today. And for the listening audience, if you just stay with me, this has been a great week for us this week, and we are about the business of helping our community. And if you will be about the business of doing what you're supposed to be doing, you will be baking cookies and a number of other things, so you can talk about it too. And it's okay to start off small. You don't all have to have an institution. You don't all have to be a part of an institution. It's important that you support your institution, though. And I'm going to pause for 1 second here so we can bring Freddie on. See if I can pull him up on the computer here. Just pause with me 1 second here. Freddie, if you're out there, we're getting ready to bring you on. And listening audience, just give me 1 second here, because we have – work to do. Blog Talk Radio is featuring this program, and Blog Talk Radio has been a great source for carrying our messages, and I have been very pleased with their service. I want to give a plugger out to Blog Talk Radio, and for those of you who are not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, you can Google them and see who they are. They are a great organization that serves many people. I am one of them. And Freddie, I hope you have your listening audience out there because we're about to bring you on. And I'd like to say, thank you for being patient with me. As I said earlier, this show has been featured by Blog Talk Radio. On behalf of Project 2019, we decided to bring our program to you, and Project 2019 is instrumental in closing the gap. Okay, Freddie, I don't see you out there in the audience. Okay. Oh, let me find out, you know, if we can get Freddie out there because I don't see him out there in the audience, and we're going to try to get him in the audience. I don't know if he came and left and decided to come back, but for the listening audience, we want to thank you so very much for participating with this show, and we want to say to you, it's because of your listening audience and interest in our show that we exist, and we would like to encourage you to stay with us and keep it right there. Keep it right there. Don't change that dial. Stay right there because we are going to go on. We still have a show, ladies and gentlemen. We still have a show, and from time to time, our listening audience get a little bit confused about what it is they're supposed to be doing, and we're going to get a hold of Freddie and see if we could find out if he needs a little help, okay? And right now I'm going to go to station identification. If you can just pause with me for a minute.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this joint. I'll be sure. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Did you ever believe?
Did you ever believe? Arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Did you ever believe in things that you couldn't see, or things you thought you could never be? Like a dreamer, that's what I've learned to be, believing for things that I can't see.
Okay, we're going to find another one here for you.
Have you read the books? Arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth.
Okay, God's attribute.
Fitment. arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Commitment is when you've given your word and your
yes, people, I want to thank you for joining the Kira to Read show. You've got your Omiyika here. I am your advisor and your advocate. And it appears that our guest for the cookie today is going to be rescheduling, but we might have some live poetry reading this evening. We're still talking about spirituality, and I want to say something to the listening audience about spirituality. Spirituality is not religion. Spirituality is something that we are, not something that we have to do. You automatically are spiritual by nature. You just need to know this. And you need to study yourself and go within yourself and take some time to learn all of the gifts that you have with inside of yourself. And believe it or not, you have the capability of healing whatever ails you. Your solutions to your problems are on the inside. And I want you to know that because most people found out that if they just sit still with themselves long enough and meditate on the word, they could find solutions. I believe that because we have the mind of Christ.
Meditate on the word, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. While sitting here in the night, waiting for daylight, I stop and meditate on the words of the affirmations that I've heard. While reflecting back on the words, I can recall you are the head and not the tail. You are to succeed and not to fail. These are the promises that are needed, which are to be heeded while meditating on the word. So whenever I'm feeling low, I know just where to go. I go to the word for meditation without a doubt or hesitation. You see, when I meditate, I don't sleep. I dream in order to stay ahead of the games and scheme. I meditate on the word both day and night, for I know that it's not by might, but by his word, which has given me sight. While meditating on the word, I'll whisper words of power that will keep me focus every hour upon hour. I'll meditate on the word, for I know my way to success remains open and clear.
Your way to success remains open and clear because you are going with inside of yourself. And as I talked to you earlier this week, we were talking about finding solutions to our problems and to our community problems. And as we begin to go on the inside of us, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that we'll be surprised that if you sit and count breaths with yourself, be it tone meditation or be it the tree of life or be it transcendental meditation, whichever you choose, it is important that you take time to study yourself. Meditation is a form of behavior modification, and it is designed to change things just as prayer is. And some people think that prayer is the only form of behavior modification that can be used, but there are other forms of behavior modification. And I want you to also understand that we have been featuring books for the family. That's very, very important. And I have a very good book that I want to recommend for the family. And that book is called The Art of Divination. This book is by Dieter Blount. And it's a practice from around the world, and it talks about how to do a divination for your situation or for your family or individual that might need guidance. This is a book that you might see a spiritualist carry around or someone who is a clinical counselor. This book is very, very good because it has breakdowns of Zulu divination to the Egyptian divination to the color divinations. And also, you can learn how to do this on your own. And these are divinations to give you directions for your marriage, for your relationship. And I'm not just talking about tarot cards, and that's not what I'm here to talk about. There is a practice of all of these divinations, and some of them are with the number system. And there's consulting. We consult the oracles. And some priests, every 5 days, they consult the oracles for directions for their life. And then there's the Nordic run. And the Nordic run talks about consulting these, the art of divination. I want to put that on your heart today. I want you to also find out if these are things or tools you need in your home. And I want to tell you something. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for following me today. Keep following me because these topics are going to get more richer. And tomorrow is Saturday, and we're going to be on with a mystery guest tomorrow. And hopefully that person can talk about spiritual things or talk about Care to Read or possibly talk about their writing manuscript. But most of all, I want you to know I thank you for being a part of my show and for supporting me. And when you do this, you show me that you are interested in reading good books. And I want you to know that there's nothing greater than getting on board with somebody who loves books. And I always will give you the homage you need, and I want to give homage to our ancestors today, and I want to acknowledge them and give them the highest praise and acknowledge that they're the ones whose back we stand on. I say Ashe, Ashe, and Asante Sana. And I want you to know that tomorrow we'll be right back at you. And I'm going to give you your world back in approximately 1 second here. And as I give you your world back, I ask you to join us tomorrow, same time at 6:30, and join us on Sunday as well. On Sunday, we're going to have Carolyn on talking about Vegan foods, and we're going to talk more about raw milk tomorrow. As I gave you the insight as to what's going on with raw milk, I want you to remember that raw milk is not something that can harm you. People are now finding out that kefir is an also good milk substitute. And I want you to go out there and find the milk and get that milk and purchase it for your children and yourself. And once again, thank you for being a part of Omega show today and working with the Care to Read.
Medicine Man, read by the author Sherelle Omeika Bidiako Garris. My brother, the Medicine Man, or some folk call him the Root Doctor Man, but I call him the Naturopathic Man, the doctor who holds healing in his hands, the good bedside, mild-mannered man that writes with the pen in the palm of his left hand. Mixing herbs, roots, tinctures, and fusions. Please wait before you start any confusion by drawing the wrong conclusion about him mixing up these fusions. Don't go getting any notion. Why, he's only mixing up herbs and potions together to help ailing folks who have become a little under the weather. Ever since I can remember, why, he's been the doctor in the house. I've always been one of his faithful students, following him around like a mouse, charting the course of the life of an herb from the time I was in the classroom learning to conjugate a verb. I've known that it's been far better to learn the uses of an herb. He teaches me how to mix a little pinch of this and an ounce or two of that when I'm laid out flat on my back. What he really doesn't know is that I'm a natural as a fact at putting herbs together and all sorts of things like that. Mugwort, milk thistles, lady's nettle, and stinging nettle, and all the life cycle changes that a woman goes through, from menstruation to menopause. Facing all these strains and pains is like going through withdrawals, sipping on hawthorn berry, rosemary, raspberry, and blessed thistle. I must be careful not to miss the sound of the teapot blowing whistle. He's in the kitchen now, brewing up some tea. Pardon me while I go in to see. When I'm in the kitchen fixing supper, I have learned to mix up herbs for kinfolk who suffer. We are like two peas in a pot. We admire each other a whole lot. Born a day apart, why, I had a whole year on him right from the start, which made it kind of hard, even though I am the oldest and we are both born in the same month. I never take advantage of him by trying to pull rank or front. Why, I can remember when he first went on the air to address the people on the topic of detoxification. The people were full of it. Why, they weren't fit. He responded with repercussion by avoiding any repercussion. Some days, he'll run his own Botanica shop. And if you're ever in the area, don't forget to stop to have your eyes checked and your feet reflexed.
Thank you for joining Care to Read. I urge you to be a part of our show tomorrow. We'll be right back at you in the air tomorrow at 6:30 with our mystery guest for tomorrow. We're going to continue on the show with holistic health, wellness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We've covered quite a bit this week on spirituality, and I'd like for you to remember that your dreams are important and that if you have loved ones that are close to you and you can see into their lives, make sure you give them guidance and make sure you let them know that you can feel their feelings and that you know that they are your best advocate and you would want them to be your best advocate. Remember, we are because we are, and because I am, we are, and we have to understand we are each other's keepers. And thank you so very much, and please join us tomorrow and come on the show. Please be a part of what we're doing and this effort to make a difference in family consumer education. And once again, you take care of yourself and have a great weekend and a safe weekend. Do join us tomorrow, and I give you your world back. Oh, double.